All righty, off to another flying start with the service during this most unique season. We got some Big 12, the start of the SEC season, along with a trio of NFL battles. Lee Sterling, how are things in the greater Miami area?
We're in the Mecca right now. We're in the Mecca sports. I mean, they're great. I mean, 2 years ago, I was telling my wife, this might be like a 10-year just horrible cycle. From like maybe 2018 to 2020, they had taken apart the Miami Marlins for the fifth time. We had about 1,500 fans left. Miami Hurricanes, after starting that year 10-0, went and the you know what, and then basketball, the Heat. I mean, they were in the middle of like a 2-year say goodbye Dwayne Wade tour. We didn't make the playoffs last year. And then the Dolphins finally, after about 10 years, decided to take it all apart and build it back from scratch. And so it looked like it was going to be a long, long rebuilding cycle. But the Marlins, if it ended today, make the playoffs. The Dolphins have won one in a row. I think they're going to make the playoffs next year. I think they're going to be really close next year. I think they're going to be good. We got, I think, 2 1s, 2 2s, and 2 4s in the draft next year to plug in our weaknesses. And then the Heat, one game away from the NBA Finals after not making it even in the playoffs last year, and the Hurricanes are on the uptick. So I'm in the Mecca of sports, at least for another week.
Yeah, that De'Ara King kid transfer from Houston looked good against Louisville. So one thing I've noticed with the shutdowns, the pauses, the opt-outs, then there's no home field advantage. Things are just so different. For what you do, all these factors, how much more challenging does it make it to kind of handicap all these games?
So what I've found is it's gotten to where normally, like on a Tuesday, Wednesday night, I'm here until 10:30 at night, but now I'm here until 12:31 in the morning. So I'm finding out through beat writers like who is missing in the practices and trying to figure out how those guys will fit in to the offense and defense. And the NFL, so that just takes time. That's just a lot of legwork. And then using my expertise and from knowing the players. And then in the NFL, what we found that after 2 weeks without fans, a lot more scoring. So obviously, you know, it's just like playing a scrimmage. And I don't know why, maybe the defense, the intensity isn't there for the defense to make those stops when they're at home. So it means more scoring. But we've been able to navigate it and win all 3 weeks. And we won our big 40-50 unit play last week on Central Florida. And I plan on keeping going here. We have another 40-50 unit play in college football this weekend.
All right. Last week, by the way, you gave us the Raiders outright and the Seahawks taking down New England. Let's start in college. Since they lost to Bama for the 09 title, we've heard, is Texas back? Well, they're ranked in the top 10. Big year, fourth for Tom Herman. They're in Lubbock, take on Texas Tech, looking to turn it around under their second-year coach, Matt Wells. Quarterback Alan Bowman, a big opener. Horns laying it big, minus 18. Who we like in the Lone Star battle?
So Texas was trailing in that game last year, 14-0 against Texas Tech. They did not even flinch. I mean, they roared back and won 49-24. Sam Erlinger in that game passed for 348 and ran for 83 yards. Now, when everyone's playing football, and glad you guys decided to join the party eventually, a little too late, but late is better than nothing. 130 teams in college football when everyone's playing. Usually, the worst defense, number 130, UMass, 129 is UConn, and who's 128? The Texas Tech Red Raiders. But this year, they're even worse than last year's 128th-ranked defense. I mean, Houston Baptist almost won the game, and they were moving up and down the field on them. Texas might put up over 600 yards of offense here. I think Texas doubles up Tech 52-26.
All righty. Yep. 600 yards of offense. SEC play returns just past noon in Baton Rouge. The champs begin defense of the title. Miles Brennan as Eddie O's new quarterback. Not sure I've ever seen a team lose more during an offseason. It's the debut of the mouth that bored. Mike Leach takes over Mississippi State. Likely see the Stanford grad transfer, KJ Costello, in there. Fighting Tigers laying 17. What gives here?
So, Mike Leach, well, I prefer to refer to him as the Pirate. The Pirate does his best work when he's an underdog. When he's a favorite or in a big game, he just can't come through. So, he's 14-6 the last 5 years as an underdog at Wazoo. He's bringing in a Rocky Long disciple, Zach Arnett from San Diego State. They'll run that 3-3-5 defense. And if it was Joe Burrow, I mean, he'd put up 60 on him. But it's a brand-new quarterback, Miles Brennan. And without Jamar Chase, who opted out, that's a big loss. I think they, you know, probably maybe mid to upper 30s they score in this game. But Mississippi State bringing in KJ Costello is a good move. Now, when he's healthy, he's a top 15 quarterback. What do you think of KJ Costello?
He was kind of erratic. I mean, he came in, he was highly touted. There were some issues, but I think he also stepped in at a time when Stanford started to slip a little bit. They didn't have the great offensive line. So I think it was kind of a combo of him not living up and them kind of getting taken down a notch.
Okay. I think injuries played a part in it also. And I think that, you know, he may only be healthy for a couple games, but as long as he's healthy, he gives you a shot. So in the game last year, LSU was only up by 2 points going into the fourth quarter. They did win 36-13, but they were also +3 in turnover ratio. I think LSU wins 37-23, but I think Mississippi State covers.
All righty, let's get to the NFL. We continue with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, at Paramount Sports on Twitter. Saints in rebound mode. Raiders knocked them off to open the new era in Vegas. I said on the show this week, something is amiss with Breeze. I don't know if it's zip on the ball, but either way, we got a battle of Hall of Famers. Aaron Rodgers, who won't have Devontae Adams, but he's off to a great start. But who dat? A field goal chalk at home. What's the play?
Yeah, I think something's wrong. I don't know whether he's got an injury they're not talking about and he's playing through. I don't know whether it's old Father Time is catching up with him. Also, his weapons without Thomas, obviously not the same. But I'm just not buying this team. I think the window is closed for New Orleans. Whereas Green Bay, I don't know who got Aaron Rodgers upset. Obviously, maybe part of it is drafting a quarterback in the first round. Maybe Danica Patrick dumped him, and he's just on a scorched earth tour. But, you know, usually against conference opponents, you know, it's tough. Division opponents usually even tougher, but he put up over 40 points against two division opponents, and I just think the wrong team's favored. I think Green Bay wins this game outright, 31-28.
All righty. Sticking in the NFL. For the third straight week, Patrick Mahomes squares off with a dynamite young quarterback. First, he got the best of Deshaun Watson. Then his magic spoiled the debut of Justin Herbert. This week, it's the reigning MVP, Lamar Jackson, and the Ravens. What a week three matchup. Baltimore's just demolished their two opponents. We get the last two MVPs, and it's the Sunday nighter, Ravens -3. How you seeing this one?
So this is the game, not of the week. This might be the game of the year. These were the best two teams last year in the AFC. And I loved Kansas City during the season. I thought they were going to, you know, get in the playoffs and win it all, and they did. But I don't think they're the best team right now. I just think something's missing. I don't know whether they're complacent after last year, but just not feeling this team right now. I think the roadmap to beat them was laid out with the Chargers. What you do is you run the football. If you can gain 4 to 5 yards a carry, you just keep running the football and play action. And Baltimore just does it. I mean, the Chargers couldn't finish it, but the bottom line is Baltimore does it better than the Chargers. And they put up 230 rushing yards last week on the Texans. They have run for at least 100 yards in 18 straight games, the longest active streak in the NFL. And I'm not even talking about Lamar Jackson's running, which is the best right now of any quarterback we've ever seen. Passing the last 9 regular season games, he's thrown for 28 touchdowns and just 1 interception. These numbers are ridiculous. I think in a shootout, I think Baltimore wins 41-34.
Another Sunday night gem. And talk about an amazing matchup. I mean, we couldn't have asked for much more last Sunday night. The Seahawks looked like they had the Pats iced. Cam Newton puts up the quick TD. Then the Hoodies got 3 timeouts. They march to the 1-yard line. They call his number, but they stuff him. Just a wild finish. Yeah. Now, America's team is in. Hawks laying 4 against Cowboys. Who's got the edge here?
So I'm grading the Cowboys 11 starters on defense, and for the first 2 weeks, only 2 of them are above average. So just tells you what kind of problems they got going right now. So they are going to have to win shootouts because their defensive line, they're getting blown off the ball, and they can't protect the linebackers, and the DBs are just not making plays when the ball's up in the air. So I just think they got real problems. They're going to have to win shootouts. And how good has Russell Wilson been in their offense? Well, through 2 games, he's thrown 9 touchdown passes. The Seahawks have scored 73 points in 2 games. I went in my database. You have to go back to 1985 with teams like when they faced Sam Weiss's defenseless Bengals and Don Coryell's defense is optional Chargers with Dave Craig at quarterback, where they scored 77 points. I love the fact they're using the pass to set up the run here. Give me Seattle in a high-scoring game, 38-31.
Yeah, I think they said he's got more touchdowns than incompletions so far this
season.
Wow. It's just insanity.
I had that happen one time in my career.
Ever? I don't
know. Yeah, I think in that game, I had one game. I think it was 20 for 24 for 5 touchdowns, and I should have retired after that game.
I think I did it 2-on-2 in my buddy's Mike's backyard.
2-on-2 doesn't count. This is a real high school game.
I know. I got you. But okay. I'm saying this is how desperate I am to try and match
okay.
it. All right. As always, I like to wrap. We talked about some great games here, a lot of good regional action, fun to talk about, but your service, Paramount Sports, is about one thing, finding the advantage, picking winners for your clients. The game of the week, Brady and the Bucks, a mile high against the Broncos. Are we going to see Blake Bortles? Probably Jeff Driscoll. Anyway, how can the folks get this one, Tampa minus 6, and all your surface has to offer?
What's interesting, when you hear the name Driscoll, you think, God, he's still in the league? Shows up in Cincinnati. I thought he was out of the league. Did you realize
he
had signed
when
with Denver?
When he showed up last week, I was watching the game with my son. We had a bunch of TVs, and I'm like, who the hell? I'm like, that's the guy from Florida? He's still in the NFL? No, I had no idea.
He was with Cincinnati last year, remember?
Actually, I've had a vague remembrance, but let's put it this way. He's been pretty easy to forget.
Right, that's true. So they want to get that game. Just call 800-400-9741. We'll give them that game for free. I can't stress enough. I don't know what it is, Steve. I get more sign-ups during bowl season from your clients saying, help me out, I'm in the hole. Please, don't wait until the bowls to contact me for help. Now is the time. The lines are off. I found a game tomorrow, college football lines off 10 to 14 points. I'm not going to find those games in week 8, 9 in the bowls. So you want to hop on board. Now's the time. I'm going to give them a special I've never done before. I'm going to give them everything in football on my executive phone service. Normally you have to be a monthly or season subscriber to get my 40 to 50 unit plays. So I'm going to give them all 12, 13 games, including the 40 to 50 unit play. I'll even throw in also my basketball tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And I have a 50-unit UFC parlay. In the UFC, Steve, we have now won 17 of the last 20 cards, which started in May. We have also won 7 of the 8 40 to 50-unit releases. I have a 50-unit parlay. I'll throw that in also. Everything $97, ParamountSports.com, or 800-400-9741.
Another huge weekend is here. Lee, really appreciate you hanging in. Fun as always.
Yep.
Be well, be safe. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
All right, take care.